Residents of Baghdad's Amariya neighborhood say fighters from outside Baghdad began pouring into the area Wednesday, sparking street battles. There are estimates that as many as 20 people have been killed in the fighting. Residents have told Iraqi media that local Sunni militant groups, angered by al-Qaeda attacks on local Sunni leaders, have vowed to expel the group from the area. The fighting comes as Iraqi government ministries announced that nearly 2,000 Iraqi civilians were killed in May, an increase of some 30% since April. Iraqi news media report that at least 44 bodies bearing signs of torture have been found in Baghdad since early Thursday. As U.S. forces continue to arrive in the capital for the ongoing security operation, U.S. commanders are pursuing alliances with some Sunni tribal leaders to try to marginalize al-Qaeda militants. Commanders in Al-Anbar province are reporting that in recent months, local tribal fighters have joined police and Iraqi army forces, stepping up attacks on al-Qaeda groups. Iraqi political leaders are also pursuing a strategy of creating councils of tribal leaders to bring security to areas outside of the capital. On Friday, the deputy speaker of Iraq's parliament, Khaled Al-Attiya, met with tribal leaders in southern Diwaniyah province, a predominantly Shiite area. He says his visit to Diwaniyah had two purposes, to meet the people of Diwaniyah and to talk about the security problems they face. Also Friday, the powerful Shiite cleric Abdulaziz al-Hakim of the Supreme Islamic Council of Iraq returned to his home in Najaf after seeking treatment for lung cancer in the United States and Iran. Hakim, who heads one of the most powerful parties in the parliament, spent nearly 2 weeks abroad. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Erbil, Iraq.